Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the fifth parak of Maseches Pe. We're going to be finishing the fifth parak today with Parakei Mishnah Zayin and Parakei Mishnah Ches. At this time, we're going to actually be turning to the third one of the Matanos Aniyim. We discussed the Matana, the gift of Peah, at length. We discussed Leket in the bunch of past many Mishnayos. And now we're going to move on to Shichcha, which we discussed, which means when a farmer leaves his crops accidentally, he forgets them in the field. It belongs to the poor people, as the Torah tells us in the Pasuk and Parshas Kisetze. Ki siktzor ketzircha bisadecha, when you're harvesting your field, vishachachta omer besada, and you forget part of your crop in the field, lo sashuv lekachta, you can't go back and take it, la ger, la yasom, la almana, yihye, you have to leave it to the stranger, to the convert, to the orphan, and to the widow. Why is that? Lema'an yivarecha Hashem elokecha b'chol ma'aseh yodecha. Because at the end of the day, Hashem is going to bless us, Hashem is going to take care of us when we take care of those people in need, the pasuk in Parshas Kisetze, when it comes to Shichcha. So in the next many Mishnayos, is going to discuss the various halachos pertaining to Shichcha. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer sheshachuhu po'alim, let's say this pile of crops was forgotten by the worker, right? The owner of the field has workers working for him, and the workers forgot the crops. But the owner himself, he remembered them, he didn't forget about them. Or Or alternatively, the owner of the field, he forgot about them, but Baruch Hashem, he has excellent workers, they didn't forget about it. Or amdu aniyim befanav. Or what happened, the aniyim, the poor people got up, and they were like standing up, and they were blocking certain things, and they were making them forget about them. Because if they're blocking them, then they weren't going to remember to take them inside. Or oshechifuhu bikash. Or what do? They take straw, and they throw it over some of the crops so that they forget. Hareza eino Shichcha, says the Mishnah, finishes off the Mishnah, Parakei Mishnah Zayin. This is not considered Shichcha. The only time that Shichcha works is, number one, both the owner and the workers, they both have to forget, and the ani and the poor people can't interfere in any way. It has to be a natural forgetting, has to be a totally normal, without any interference from the ani. Finishing off the parak with Parakei, Mishnah Ches, says the Mishnah, Hama'amr lekovos ulekusmos ulecharorov la'aramim. So if different types of piles that they would make, whether it's hat-shaped, or they're hidden piles, or pancake-shaped, or small bundles, whatever the case may be, in all of these situations, what happens? The owner or the workers, they're making various piles of crops. Ein lo shichcha. In all of these cases, there's no shichcha. Why not? Because all of these are temporary piles. Okay, we make a little bit of here, we're putting a little bit of there, we're sorting them in this way or in that way. When you're just sorting them and you leave them there and there, there's no shichcha. We don't assume that you forgot them yet. Once there's a permanent, once this is the last, as the Mishnah will tell us, this is the final stage of the collection, then you forget them, then you'd be forgotten. But if you're just, this is still part of the process of collecting the grains, and if it's still part of the process, ein lo shichcha, there's no forgetting, and it does not belong to the poor quite yet. Mimenu v'lagoren. But if it's forgotten from mimenu, from these piles, when they're taken from these piles, v'lagoren, to the threshing floor, where they're going to be, which is the final stage, yesh lo shichcha. Then there's shichcha, because then they were at a temporary stage, and now you're bringing them to the more permanent stage. If you forget them at that point, then there would be shichcha, and they would belong to the poor people. Hama'amer legodish. If they are piling them up in these one big, massive piles, yesh lo shichcha, that, again, that's a permanent type of a pile, and then if you forget it at that point, then we assume that there is shichcha, yesh lo shichcha, there would be shichcha, mimenu v'lagarim, but let's say he changes his mind, he's like, you know what, I'm still going to move it to another stage, I'm going to bring it from there to the threshing floor, ein lo shichcha, there would not be shichcha, because he already had, once shichcha applies, once there was already a situation where there could have been shichcha, where there could have been forgetfulness, there can't be forgetfulness, there can't be shichcha at a later stage. Zeha klal, this is the rule. If you want to know the fundamental concept when it comes to shichcha, kol ha ma'amr lemakom shehu gemar melacha. Anytime when they pile up the crops in a way where this is the Gemar Malacha, this is the final stage, this is the final step, this is the final place, Yeshlo Shichcha. There is Shichcha in those situations because, again, this is the Gemar Malacha, this is the final place. And at that point, if you haven't gathered everything, then you forgot it and it belongs to the poor people. Mimenu v'lagoren. But if from that point he changes his mind and he decides to move it somewhere else and he forgets it, still ain lo Shichcha. It's not considered Shichcha because, like we said before, once Shichcha applies, that's it. It can't apply again. So the next move, if he forgets anything, he would still be able to keep it and it would not belong to the poor people. Limkom she'enu gemar malacha. But if you were to move it to a place where it's not just like we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, just like a temporary pile, ein lo shecha. Again, there's no shecha because those are just temporary. However, mimenu v'lagorim. But then once he moves it to the more final destination, to the more final place, yesh lo shecha. Then, only then, would shecha apply. But again, the general concept, the general rule is that the shechcha applies, and we only assume that a person forgot, that the farmer, the workers forgot, once it was being moved from its final resting place, from its final pile to the threshing floor. At that point, you forgot it, you forgot, and it would belong to the poor people. Quick review, Perek Hey Mishnah Zayin taught us that the only way that shechcha applies is if the owner and the workers, they all have to forget about it, if either of them remember, and again, we're trusting people to be honest here, if anyone remember, then it would not consider to be shechcha, it would not belong to the poor people, and also, the poor people are not allowed to interfere in any way. It has to be clear that they're not blocking anything, they're not covering anything, it has to be forgotten in a natural, normal way. And then Perikei Mishnah Ches taught us that the only time when shechcha applies, generally speaking, is when you're moving the pile to the permanent place. Once you're moving it to the big pile, to the big permanent location, then if you forgot it, we assume that shechcha would apply. But if you're just moving them initially from the less permanent, from the smaller piles, from the different types of piles, then shechcha would not apply there, but would apply later when they're getting ready to be moved to the more permanent spot. Have a great day.